Well, our first guest has made his way back to Sydney, and that's good news. There's nothing like being back home. Corey Brown, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. It's been just over a week since that fall, and we heard about the injuries and everything, the stabilising of the vertebra, mate. How are you feeling?
Still pretty sore. But yeah, definitely getting better. Slowly but surely getting better. But yeah, still pretty sore around the back region.
Yeah, and understandably too, mate. The doctors would have obviously spelled out to you that it was pretty close to causing some major or much more serious injury.
Yeah, well, it obviously looked bad on the CAT scans and the X-rays before they went in to operate. But after operating on me, they come and see me, obviously, the next day and said that, yeah, I was extremely lucky that it never hit my spinal cord. They said it was a lot worse once they opened me up to see the damage. But yeah, no, thank my lucky stars, I'm in a good place.
Understand. There's been much talk about how long you could be on the sidelines, Corey. Is it unknown at this stage?
Yeah, it's definitely unknown. Obviously, spoken to other people that had had similar sort of injuries, one being Damien Oliver. He took sort of well over 12 months to sort of come right, but I'm not going to put a time on it, Andrew, I'm not even going to look at it for the next sort of 3 to 4 months. I am going to see the specialist that looked after Ty England once Ty returned from Hong Kong. I go to see him on Friday, but again, yeah, no, I've put no time on it. People are saying sort of 12 months, but if it takes 6, I'll have 6. If it takes 12, I'll have 12. I'm not going to be rushing it, being so serious as it was.
Yeah, no, look, clearly understand. I guess the one positive is, Corey, or, you know, there's probably more than one, but the one that sticks out to me is that jockeys always have the tendency of rebounding quicker than, say, I, because you're very fit.
Yeah, no, I think the staff up at the Brisbane Hospital that I was at, less than sort of 12 hours after the operation, I was up walking. The physio wanted to see what I could sort of do, and I think they were quite surprised and taken back by how fit we are and how quick I sort of bounce back. But I'm not going to rush it, Andrew. It's different, you know, to being an arm or a leg or something like that, where you can sort of put a bit more sort of, you know, you can sort of rush them along a little bit more and deal with it. But this being as serious as what it is, yeah, again, I'm just going to let it tell me when it's ready.
Understand. Are you able to walk more freer now or not?
I'm up sort of, I wouldn't say wandering about, but I'm definitely up walking. Again, morning time's probably my worst time. I'm obviously getting better, so I'm not waking up as often through the night to have painkillers. So when I do wake up in the morning, she's quite painful sort of getting out of the bed. But yeah, no, I'm definitely out walking, not doing a lot, but yeah, going for a bit of a wander here and there and just trying to keep the muscles all sort of operating and soft and trying to get back to where they used to be.
I understand. I understand you said you're going back to a specialist on Friday. I guess it's really slow. You don't do anything, really. You've had a serious operation.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we went out for a small bit of dinner last night for Ty England. They were having a farewell. He's actually going home from the rehab centre. So we went out and had a small bit of dinner with him, and I was at home in bed by about 8:30, but just that small little outing last night, I could tell the moment sort of I got out of bed this morning, I was a bit like two steps forward, one step back, so to speak. But definitely, you know, it's going to take a bit of time. It's got a very foreign feeling in my back where I've got the plates and the screws. It feels like I've got like a clamp, or basically I've got a clamp holding sort of my spine together. But yeah, it's a very foreign feeling, very heavy feeling, something I've got to get used to.
I guess it brings down when you go out and you see Ty England. The last thing I want to do is make it sound worse than what it is. So that certainly is not my intention. But for what you've been through, and then you sit at a table last night, mate.
No, 100%. And, you know, that's so weird. You know, like even when I was still in the Brisbane Hospital, like Ty and Aaron were contacting Kylie, you know, like to see sort of what was going on. And, you know, of all people, you know, Ty to be sort of worrying and, you know, contacting us to see what was going on. But no, it's definitely a, you know, it's a bit of a wake up call to what we do. And I was very, very fortunate and very, very lucky that it never hit my spinal cord. So I'm in a good place.
Corey, I don't want to, in some ways, this is a strange one, but I think of people that are around the incident, around the fall themselves. We know that there's an inquiry going on, and they'll talk to you when you're right, I presume. But I think of the other people that are around you that are thinking, "Gee, did I cause that?" Or if you look at the replay, there's vision of horses coming in and out. I think of those people as well.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and I mean, look, I've been in their position as well, and stuff like that. It's the game that we're in, and it's an accident. You know, like no one was out there intentionally trying to, you know, doing it wrong, and we're competing. But you know, like it's not only those guys, you know, that are sort of like that are around or, you know, involved in the inquiry. But I always think of like I've got a few of them to thank. You know, like the barrier tenants that were first to me. You know, like sitting there and holding me, and you know, like. You know, it's the people that are surrounded, you know, because they know what you go through. And there's a lot of people out there that, you know, it's on the top of their mind. And, yeah, again, I'm very, very thankful.
Yeah, no, I understand. All right, well, mate, look, I wanted to give you a few days. I know you did an interview last week, and I wanted you to really get back home and to settle a little bit because we're not exaggerating. It was a very serious operation, and you just need time. Simply just listening to you, time will hopefully mend all things, and whatever the length is, well, the body will decide.
Yeah, so be it. And again, I think everyone, you know, I mean, I'm in a great place, and, you know, all the support that I've had, it's been a little bit overwhelming, so I'm very, very thankful.
Understand. Well, stay in contact, Corey. Just take literally small steps, but good ones.
Excellent. Thanks, Andrew.